This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 453, and today we're going to be talking about mastering midlife. Now, in the not so long distant past, midlife was thought to be an age. And theoretically, by using the word midlife, it is an age milestone. Used to be around the 50s. And now I have found that this midlife, for lack of a better word, crisis that is happening, especially with men, are starting at 35 and 40 and going well into 60s. And some of the things that, some of the warning signs, if you will, or behaviors of somebody going through a midlife challenge. I like to call it a challenge, not a crisis. But there's drug and alcohol abuse and maybe buying too many toys such as bikes, sports cars, other gadgets, getting excessive amount of tattoos or piercings, depression, remorse over specific events. Now, all of these stand alone aren't a sign, but if you start to look at what is the behavior behind them, why are you doing these things, then that would be the sign. Because obviously there's a lot of people who love toys out there, bikes, boats, etc., and they're not going through any crisis whatsoever. A lot of people get tattoos and they're not going through any challenges. They just like it. But we have to look at what's behind it. So if you find yourself wanting, if you find yourself drinking too much or wanting to trade your family van in for a Harley that only sits one, or going getting some tattoos, live free or die, or whatever it might be, you might just want to ask yourself, hey, here are some signs. What is behind it? What's the energy behind it? Because we want to make sure that as action take place, right? You know, so the TFAR model again is thoughts lead to feeling, leads to actions, lead to results. And if we're thinking of taking an action, drinking too much, taking drugs, getting an excessive amount of tattoos or piercings, those are the actions and the result. We then could go back, what's the feeling? What's the feeling behind those desires? And if it's just to express yourself through a different medium, then that's fine. But if it's trying to fill an empty spot, empty space within you, then that's a different subject. Then we're talking about this midlife challenge. And often what happens in this midlife challenge is, and there's in my shamanic teachings, especially through trance dance and Wilbert Alex, he talks about there's these 12 rites of passage that we all have to go through, whether a male or female. The first is birth, the last is death, and there are some others in between, more notably boys to men, women, girls to women is one transition. And then there's this midlife, if you will, and it's called the illusion of success. And what that comes up for us is that we will go to school, we'll go to grade school, we'll go to college, we'll go to high school, we'll go to college, and I said that already, we'll go to college, get a job, we put in all this hard work. And then at some point we go, is this all there is? And when we have, is this all there is moments, there's that feeling of emptiness within us, a feeling of vacancy, a feeling of something's missing. And so unconsciously we try to fill that void through activities, through affairs, through gambling, through buying toys, through whatever it might be. Though that is one way of doing that. The other way is looking for a coach or a group to help with this transition. And this is why my individual private one-on-one Warrior's Quest is so important to me is it takes individuals and walks them through these different rites of passage and explore what is actually vacant within them. Often this also shows up as I need to change my job. This job isn't fulfilling for me anymore. Or my wife doesn't do it for me anymore. My husband doesn't do it for me anymore. And we start looking at life through a lack of what's within us. And then that manifests into what is commonly known as a midlife crisis. And these things can manifest in so many different ways, right? The depression or feeling melancholy, not wanting to do anything, just sitting home watching TV because we think, why bother? Why should I bother doing anything? And that comes from that emptiness within us, that void. And it's actually that void, if you follow it deeper, is actually a calling from your soul for you to do something greater than what you're doing. It's something to follow your passion. And these words I know are thrown around excessively these days. And when I coach with my clients, we go into what those definitions mean so that when we both talk about them, we'll have a clear understanding of where we're going with it. But the depression sometimes is, you know, what we focus so much on ourselves. That's what a lot of depression is. And when we can focus on our life and what we're doing and how can we make an impact on society, then that clears up. Relationships can suffer because, again, obviously through depression or through unhealthy means of expressing ourselves, through gambling, through sex with multiple people at the same time even, or through drugs, or through just, you know, trading in your van for a sports car, whatever it might be, these can really hurt your relationships. Career, we start looking at our career like this is meaningless. What's going on here? And with every career, we can either look at the task itself or what the task leads to and find meaning in it. And that's one of the things also I work with clients on is finding a purpose, not their life purpose, but finding a purpose, a why for what they are doing at work and tying it to something bigger. And it's not always corporate return on investment. It's always not stockholders. When you can look at finding a purpose for what you do as more of helping society, then you'll be able to look on it more favorably. So when we start to think about it, you know, we have this loss of direction. We have this, we're feeling that we're like at a crossroads in our life. And I can relate to this tremendously. One of the triggers for me was I got downsized twice. So I was in corporate sales, and the first time I got downsized, it was the bubble burst, the tech industry went down, and I didn't know what to do. I mean, my whole life was I'm a high-tech sales person. That's who I owned. And now without that, who am I? Who would I be? And I struggled with this even after I got rehired again. I still struggled. Is this really me? And for some people, they can go through this midlife challenge fairly quickly. For me, it took almost 5 years to go up and down, up and down. And I would do those things. You know, I would stay very active. I wasn't necessarily unhealthy eating and drugs and alcohol, but I would stay extremely active so I wouldn't hear my inner voice. I would go to the gym for 2 hours every day, and then I'd go for a hike, and then I'd go to the movies, and then I'd watch TV, and those things aren't active, but I would distract myself from the feeling that I had inside. And when I was finally able to have the courage to work with somebody and work with a group of people at a mystery school, I was able to come to peace, come to terms with that emptiness in me. And it really wasn't I'm hesitant to say emptiness because it really isn't an emptiness. It's a cul-de-sac that is not supported. We need to go deeper into our soul to find those parts of us that want to be expressed. And so when we can become a master at midlife, the first thing we need to do is to be comfortable with this uncomfortableness around us. We need to sit with it, and we need to be honest with our friends and our family saying, hey, I'm feeling something, because especially guys are so afraid to talk about this feeling of, I don't know what I should be doing. Guys have to put on this macho mantle that they always know what they're doing. They got the direction. They're the head of the family. They're the head of their life, and they're going to go in this direction. And so they're just going to make decisions based on those feelings that they have, and they're most likely going to be bad decisions. So as if you're a man listening to this, you need to be comfortable with talking to somebody, maybe a coach, maybe me, maybe your loved ones, your brother, your mother, somebody you need to start expressing this to, not necessarily looking for advice as to what you should do, but somebody who will listen and just perhaps ask you some questions to deeper your reflection. That is one way to master this, because to master something, we have to face it, right? So if you're going to master anything, you have to face it, and you have to work with it. You have to step into it. You have to lean into it. So when these feelings come up in midlife, we need to lean into it. We need to know what that is about. Then when we start to acknowledge what's going on, we then can start thinking about what brings us happiness in life, in a sense. You know, what brings us passion? What if we, because a lot of this is that we have surrendered our passion from our youth to do something that we think society, our significant other, or our boss wants us to do. And we have completely buried that passion. So that would be the next step, is to take a look, take an inventory of what you were passionate about in your youth, and mainly around your teenage years. And I know probably everybody's saying, yeah, I was passionate about having sex. Well, put that aside. What direction did you see your life going on? What dreams did you have? What could you do and just be so involved with it? So once you get that, you can then start to acknowledge those feelings, start to work towards that passion, and understand where this is coming from. There's a lack of fulfillment in your life, perhaps. And what would bring you that fulfillment? And that's where my examined life on Udemy comes in, and my personal one-year coaching of an examined life, right? I take a look at a person's purpose. We take a look at a vision. Their ideal self, their values, their beliefs, all of that, we uncover it. We uncover these beliefs. We uncover these values, and then we align them into a totem, internal totem, so that that person can then walk in their own truth and create the life that they want. During my Warriors Quest, we do this in an intensive 3 days and then some follow-up coaching. But again, when you want to look at mastering midlife, is facing these obstacles, facing these challenges head on, getting the tools to work through them, knowing that you're going to feel like crap for a while, and then knowing that if you stay the path and do things that are supportive of you discovering what this is, you will come out the other end. If you find yourself doing things that are unsupportive, having affairs, drinking, alcohol, putting your financial future at risk through gambling or buying too many toys, any of those things would be red flags for you to say, I need to stop this, and I need to not necessarily get help, but get assistance as to what am I trying to accomplish with all these things. And all these things are just trying to make us feel better because we feel like crap. And so these things are to help us feel better. So again, mastering midlife isn't ignoring it, isn't resisting what's happening. It's using our mental strength. It's using our resilience. It's using our grit to understand that there's something there. Look the abyss in the eye, and you'll see that the abyss looks back at you, right? But look the abyss directly at it, and then eventually you will see the light at that end of that tunnel, and it's not going to be a freight train. It's going to be the second part of your life, and it could be the third part. The thing is, if you don't resolve it now and you survive a couple of years, it will keep coming up. It will keep coming up, and either you're going to go down the disempowering path until you're bankrupt, no relationships, and your health is like crap, or you'll go down the empowering path where you will come out the other end, and because of that, you will be able to help others doing the same thing. So there's some more information about this, where this podcast is hosted, warriormindcoach.com. And then you can click on the link that says blog. You'll see this podcast. You'll see the show notes there. I encourage you, don't journey this path alone. If I mentioned anything that's coming up for you, like, yep, that's me. Don't discount it. Take it serious. This is your soul. This is you telling you to pay attention. Wake up and pay attention. Get some assistance, not help. There's nothing wrong with you that you need to get psychological help. You just need to get clarity on what you want your life to look like. And that could be myself. That could be an online course. That could be a book. Whatever it is, go look for some assistance. And when you do, follow through on it. And when you come out the other side, you're just going to be amazed at how great you feel. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.